Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report." And man, you just walk through that thing. Verse number 5, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death." Verse 7, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear." Verse 8, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went." I mean, it's just amazing. You go down, you pick it up, verse 21, "By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph. By faith Joseph, when he was died," verse 22, "made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter." I mean, man, that's the great, some of the greatest people that ever walked the planet right there, man. Look at verse 31, "By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For time should tell me of Gideon, of Barack Obama, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel." Brock right in there with it. You see that? Right there. B-A-R-A-C. That's him. Verse 33, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stop the mouth of lying." I mean, it's amazing the victory they had, isn't it? Unbelievable. Look what it said, verse 34. It said, "They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant and light, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens." And it said, "And women received their dead raised again, raised to the life again." And then there comes that little, which I preached several times in the past about, those two words that change everything, "and others." I mean, when you walk down to Hebrews chapter 11 and you go down to the first 35 verses, and it's talking about all the great victories they had, and they quenched the fire and they stopped the mouth of lion, and women received their dead raised to life, and boy, all the thing, they turned the flight of the army. I mean, brother, they had victory. And you get down to verse 35 and it says this, "and others." "And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided something better for us." And you go down there, Hebrews chapter 11, 35, and you go through the Faith Hall of Fame, and you got all the victories, and you got the heroes and the patriarchs, and you got Moses and Noah, and you got Enoch, and you got Joseph. And you get down to verse 35, and it said, and others were tortured, and not accepting deliverance. And I will preach a few minutes about that tonight and others. Because it's amazing when we think about victory a lot of times in life. And I asked Michelle to sing that song which says, "I'm a winner either way." Because a lot of times the things that we paint as victory, sometimes it's not the victory we think it is. Because when I walk through Hebrews chapter 11, you know where the victory I see is Moses and Noah, and I see Enoch. But when God gets down to Hebrews chapter 11, 35, he said, "And others were tortured." See, they got the victory too. And a lot of times what we think of victory sometimes is not the victory that we think it is. And sometimes the victory that you and I look for so hard and try to get sometimes and try to grab sometimes and get discouraged when we have it is not the victory that God had it all for us. A lot of people that serve God have went through a lot of things through life and things that we grab for victory sometimes. It's not the victory we think it is. Because when I read Hebrews chapter 11 and I read the first 35 verses, I see victory. But when I get 35, and it said, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, they had mockings and scourge, and they were sawn asunder, they were stoned to death, they wondered. I don't see a victory there. But when God looks at it, you know what He sees? He sees the same victory. That's the first 35 verses. Because sometimes our victory look at is not the victory God sees sometimes. I'm going to give you a few things about that tonight. I want to say just a few things. Number one, I want to say sometimes victory is not equitable. It's not equitable. Sometimes you and I look at victory and we think of the great Christians, we think of the great preachers, we think of all the great things, and sometimes when we look at it and we see the victory, sometimes victory is not equitable. It's not the same. It's not equal. The history of the Christian church, let me tell you, it is spilled with the blood of Bible-believing Christians that shed their blood. If you and I sitting here in America today, sitting here in a padded pew, we're thinking we're in the victory. And sometimes, friend, I want to tell you what we think is victory is not the victory. Because sometimes victory, it's not equitable. It's not the same. Sometimes we see people go through things in Christians and go through a lot of things and we're praying for victory. And sometimes when we look at it, we don't realize what God's doing, that they're the ones that's got the victory. The things they're going through, God is giving them victory, and the victory that only God can give them. And sometimes victory is not equitable. Well, what we think. You take our Christians through the years. Many of them died, millions of them. Right now, I've told you many times over in America, across the world, 80% of the Christians alive today are in persecution today. Victory's not equitable. We're over here thinking we got the victory. Thank God for America and all those things. But when God looks at victory, He looks at it a lot different than the way we do. Sometimes victory's not equitable. You take the men that wrote the New Testament and came up through it. You take the great John the Baptist. Jesus said in Matthew 11, He said, there's no man greater than this man ever born. And John the Baptist came, and he's a forerunner of the Messiah, and baptized the Lord Jesus Christ. He was Jesus' cousin. He was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. He had so much going on. I mean, you're talking about victory, Brother Anthony. He had the victory, Brother Dodd. But yet one day, he was beheaded for preaching against Philip. And we think, where's the victory there? I mean, the guy was beheaded. I want to say that sometimes when we look at victory, it's not equitable. It doesn't look the same. There's Peter, the new apostles coming up. And they're thrown in jail and they're beaten in the book of Acts and all the things they go through, and they go thrown in jail and beaten and all that, and Peter dies up crucified upside down. And you think sometimes, preacher, where's the victory in that? I want to say sometimes victory is not equitable when we see it. It doesn't look like it. Sometimes victory is not equitable. And others were tortured. Others were sawn asunder. Others were stoned. They were slain. They hid in caves. Sometimes the victory, brethren, is not equitable. We look around and we pick up what we think is victory and what we don't think is victory a lot of times. You take the apostles, Apostle Paul, all the times he spent in jail and all the ways he died there at Rome, there in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And he said, the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. And he said, henceforth the Lord has laid up for me a crown of righteousness and all that. And you think he died as a young man and wrote 13 books of the New Testament. And you think, preacher, where's the victory in that Paul was beheaded in Rome? And I want to say that sometimes victory is not equitable. It don't look like it. Because I'm going to tell you, Paul died in victory. He died in victory. Sometimes it don't look that way. Think of the great man. Think of John Bunyan, spent 13 years there in Bedford jail over there and wrote the Pilgrim's Progress. Think of Richard Wurmbrand and Harlan Popoff. Think today of all the Christians that we read about, and I'm giving you there in Sunday school, about young Christian ladies that are sold as sex slaves to ISIS and all the things. You say, preacher, where's the victory there? And I want to say, sometimes victory is just not equitable when you see it. God moves. You and I, we look at things different than the Lord looks at them. Sometimes we see Christians across the world that are beheaded and burned. I mean, we saw these, I gave you here a while back, these young girls that were taking their lives over here, Christian young girls that were kidnapped and sold in slavery over to ISIS. And sometimes, friend, I want to tell you, when it looks like it's no hope, I want to tell you there's victory there, just like Hebrews chapter 11. And others were sown asunder, they were tortured, but they still had the victory with the Lord. And they're still in Hebrews chapter 11, because sometimes the victory is not equitable. That song Miss Michelle sung, I'm a winner either way. You see, the victory's either way. The victory can be over in ISIS. It can be over in the Middle East. It can be in America. It can be in Hebrews chapter 11, 35 and 36 and 37 when God's in it, because sometimes the victory is just not equitable. It doesn't look the same. It's amazing. These tornadoes come through. Had one a while back. I mean, one of the worst in the United States, and all those people were killed. I mean, a lot of people. I forgot how many. Several hundred came through Tuscaloosa, came through there, came close to our house. And yet there were some people, there was one group of people there, and I saw it on the news, they were in a building there, and the whole building went down, but the little room that they were in, and it was held by a sheetrock. And the newscaster, the lady went over there and shook that thing, and you could just shake it, and the whole building was gone, but that one little building, and those people were in there praying, and she said, look at this, and she said, don't tell me there's not a God. And I thought of that, Brother Jeff, but there were a lot of people that were praying that night. And there were a lot of people in those houses praying and seeking God as some good Christians. And they didn't get the deliverance that night. You see, sometimes a victory is not equitable. Where we live, we had a tornado come by our house, and I'm not kidding, is one block away. One block from our house. I mean, it just annihilated up there through there. When I got up the next day, my garbage can, this is the truth, was not even blown over. One block away, houses were taken down. I didn't know there was a problem until I got in my car and started going to work. And some of the people started calling, you okay, you okay? Two of the people I work that lived right close to me within a mile, both of them lost their houses. My garbage can wasn't broken. Even blown over. You say, what are you saying? And these were good Christian people that lost their houses. What are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to say that sometimes victory is not equitable. And you look on those things and get mad at God sometimes. And you say, why did this happen to me? Why did it happen to them? Why did this happen? All these kind of things. The things in your life, health issues sometimes. And I want to say that sometimes victory is not. It's not equitable. It's not the same. Not only sometimes is it not equitable, I want to say also this evening that sometimes victory is not earthly. It's not earthly. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, what we read, Hebrews chapter 11. Sometimes the victory, in fact, most of the time as a child of God, I want to tell you, your real victory is not going to be on this earth. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 38. It says about these people, they're picking up verse 35. The women received their dead raised, and others were tortured. It says, not accepting deliverance. Those people could have got earthly deliverance. Some of those people that said they were tortured, not accepting deliverance, some of those people could have been released. Over in the Middle East right now, there's people, all they have to do is deny the Lord Jesus Christ and they could go free. But there's people, listen, they will not accept deliverance that way. Because I want to tell you, sometimes the victory is not earthly. Sometimes we look for the victory on this earth, and that's not where it's at. Look what it said. It said, not accepting deliverance, they might obtain a better resurrection. They were looking for something better than this earth. Look at verse 38. Verse 36, and others had trial, a cruel mockings, a scourging, yea, moreover, a bonds in prisons. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder. They were put down on a saw, and they were cut in half with the saw, is what that's sacred about. And they were tempted, were slain by the sword. They wandered about sheep. And I'm not talking about a few. I'm talking about millions of Christians through the ages. Look at 38. Of whom the world was not worthy. You see, sometimes the victory is not earthly. Sometimes the victory that you and I get is not of this world. It's something greater than that. And sometimes we're looking for the deliverance from this world. And I'm going to tell you, friend, sometimes it's not there. I know a lot of people, a lot of Christians go through things. I know a lot of them go through health situations. I know a lot of good Christians that love God. I know some of them, man, that are going through and battle a lot of things. Sometimes the only real victory we're ever going to get is not going to be on this earth. I think this morning to that little Cleghorn girl, Hannah, beautiful family, loved God over there. Man, missionaries, I mean, man, unbelievable. And that little girl's got that Lyme disease. I mean, really bad. And she's separated from her family. Oh, there's missionaries trying to serve God. She can't even go over there. And they have to weigh. They have to weigh every bit of her food. They have to watch and make sure there's not any chemicals in it that'll kill her. And when you see her, she was here. You could see her skin was just yellow from that Lyme disease. And she didn't do anything deserved. That wasn't because of sin. That was just a tick that had bit her. And you wonder sometimes, God, where's the victory here? God, this family loves the Lord. And you got to remember that sometimes the victory is not earthly. Because sometimes when we look at that, and you can get discouraged, and you can get disheartened, and you can get your eyes off the Lord. And it's because sometimes you got to remember, sometimes the victory is not earthly. You heard that saying, a Christian's retirement benefits are out of this world. I love that. And I want to tell you, a Christian's victory, sometimes they're out of this world. They're not down here. Christians get defeated, they get discouraged, and they get disheartened sometimes when they don't get the victory down here. And sometimes, like that verse said, they were tortured, not accepting deliverance. And it's easy to get our eyes off the Lord. It's easy to get our eyes off the serving God. And it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to get disheartened. It's easy to get in a place like Brother David having so many health problems, and he just can't get ahead, and Maggie having problems. Sometimes it's getting discouraged, and it gets hard. And I keep reminding Brother David, the victory's not down here. The victory's up there. Because sometimes the victory is not of this earth. And brother, it can wear us down. It can kill us spiritually. Sometimes it's not there. We used to go to Mountain View. My kids went to school there. Good school, good church. Brother Rouse, love Brother Rouse. Good guy, man. That little old man worked there. His name was Brother Green. I love Brother Green. Little bitty man. He wasn't 5 feet tall, I don't guess. Little bitty guy. One of the most friendliest. He was probably about 10 years younger than us, you think, or something like that. He was just one of the most friendly guys. My kids went to school there, and they'd have programs, and we'd go there, you know, and stuff. And he'd always kind of soft. He was a custodian there at the church. And he's kind of soft-spoken little man. Had a little mustache. Nicest guy. He'd come up here. Hey, Brother Watkins, how you doing? And, oh, he'd just come to see me and just stay around and talk to me. And I didn't know a whole lot of them there. And he had five beautiful kids that served and loved God. I think some of them are in the missionary now. And I will tell you, man had so much going for him. And all of a sudden, he got a brain tumor. This guy never got in sin like some of us. I mean, some of us, it's amazing we're here. This was a good man that loved God, raised his family, served the Lord at church, always had a smile when he came up to you. Got a brain tumor. And they gave him chemo and they gave him radiation, Mr. Jane. And he got better and he went into remission and things were looking good. He looked great and I'd see him and everything. And then
a little bit later, a few years later, Brother Jeff, he went back into cancer and God took him home. Sometimes victory is not of this earth. And I remember graduation. One of his daughters got graduated with our kids. You remember that? And they had there on the pen over on the side, they had a picture of her dad. And I never forget it, man. It just tore my heart up, man. When she got her diploma or something like that, they gave her a rose. And she took her rose over there and she laid it down at that picture of her dad. I mean, sometimes, folks, victory's not of this earth. Sometimes you got to look at that land that's far away and understand that sometimes the victory we get is like Miss Michelle saying, I'm a winner either way. You got to know it's way beyond here. They had another man there at the church, Mountain View, Brother Lawrence. Good man, love God, man. Good man. How many kids did he have, 3 or 4?
5 and 1 was on the way.
And Brother Lawrence, we was there. We was going to church there at the time. And Monday night, Brother Endicott come by our house and talked to us. And he said, Brother Lawrence went home to be with the Lord last night. I said, what? I said, I was just talking to Brother Lawrence. That church that night, Sunday night, what's going on? He said he didn't feel good after church that night. And he felt like he had the flu. And they took him to UAB and his sugar was over 7,000. 7,000. And he kept trying to get it down and trying. This was a man, he was pastoring a church over in Louisiana. And when Katrina came over, tore his church up, and he came back in Birmingham to build back support to get back over there. 5 kids and 1 on the way. God took him that night, young man in his 40s. You say, what are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that sometimes victory is not of this earth. Sometimes it's way beyond us. Sometimes victory is not equitable. Sometimes it's not earthly. Sometimes, I want to say sometimes victory, sometimes is not evident. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says this, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it says the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes victory is not evident. Sometimes when you look around and I could go on and on and on with people I've known, and you look around and you see them go through things and you see them hurt and you see the pain, and you look and you think to yourself, humanly in the flesh and the carnal, you think to yourself, Lord, where's that victory? And God will pop in and say, friend, sometimes the victory is not evidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And sometimes you can't see the evidence of that victory. And you and I, sometimes we're looking for that evidence of that victory and we're looking for something. We see Christians go through things and we go through things. We battle things and we wonder what's going on. Where's that victory? And I want to tell you, sometimes, friend, the victory is not evident. Sometimes you can't see it. It says the just shall walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes when you look around for that victory, it's just not evident. Sometimes you can get discouraged. Sometimes victory is clothed in the camouflage of defeat. Sometimes victory might be wrapped in the disguise of discouragement and pain and heartache sometimes. Sometimes you just can't grasp it. Sometimes you can't understand it. And you and I'm thinking of that verse where the Lord said, my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. And a lot of times you and I, we look for that victory and it's not evident. And you know what we can do? We can get discouraged. We can get hurt. We can get disheartened. I think of my good friend I mentioned so many times, Miss Diane Hudson over there, been through cancer 4 times now. My goodness, this lady's got a smile and a glow about her. And you look at that and you think, here's a lady that serves and loves God. Man, got a joy about her, doing everything she can. And just every time you turn around, man, she's battling that cancer. She gets a little bit of break and gets hit again. And you think, Lord, where is the victory? And sometimes you just can't see it. It's not evident. Sometimes in our lives that way, we get on the mountaintop. And brother, we feel like, man, I get a fresh air sometimes. And boy, you feel like, man, Lord, I just feel close. And the next thing you know, you're down in the valley. And you're down there and you're wondering where God's at, and you're reading your Bible and it's not speaking to you, and you're looking for something. And all the time God's giving you victory, but sometimes it's just not evident. You can't see it. And when you get through, you say, okay, Lord, I think I saw it. I think I got it, Lord. Boy, I remember when I got out of Bible school. Man, when you sit down there for 4 years in school, boy, when you get out, man, you've been hurting preaching all over the place, and I'm telling you, you can't wait to get out. You're fixing to bring revival all across the world. Boy, you're fixing to rewrite Billy Sunday campaigns and everything. You get so pumped up down there, man. And I had to wait a year for her to graduate. And that was really hard. But boy, we got out. Got a church going I told you about, and got a beautiful building, got a great place, perfect place, everything going, had 100,000 people said they were coming, you know, and boy, it was getting good. Well, I told you how discouraged it was, and how nobody came, and how hard it was, and I prayed and got a hold of God, and I was discouraged with the Lord. And after looking back after a while, the Lord said, you didn't see the victory, did you? I said, no, Lord, I didn't. Because it wasn't evident. But when I got through, you know what I saw that victory. And the Lord showed me I got to trust in Him. The Lord showed me I got to look into Him. The Lord showed me it's not a battle with arms of flesh. And sometimes a victory is not evident because we want it in this flesh. And you just can't get it sometimes like you'd like to. I'm a Jacob man. I'm a supplanter. I want to do it. That's me. Is that you? I want to do it. I want to jump in there and get things done, brother. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes with the Lord, it don't work that way. Sometimes the harder you try, the bigger the mess you make. And sometimes the victory is not evident. And sometimes you got to wait on the Lord. And brother, sometimes when you look around, the last thing you see is victory. You think of all the men God uses through the years. All the things they went. I've read a lot about these men through the years, especially when I first got saved. I read a lot of stuff. And I read of old William Tyndale. He's a man that took the Bible, took it from the Greek to the English, the first man ever did that. And William Tyndale created the first English Bible from that. The first English Bible came from John Huss, but he didn't actually use the Greek text. But Tyndale took Erasmus' Greek text and some other things and created it into the William Tyndale Bible. And the Tyndale Bible book is 83% of the New Testament of your King James came from Tyndale's. 86% of the Old Testament of Tyndale's work is in your King James Bible. Tyndale laid the foundation. Tyndale was hunted and chased all his life, and they tried to kill him. And in 1536, they burned him at the stake. For what? For translating the Bible. And his last words were some of the most famous words that ever entered. He said as he was dying and the flames were cooking him, he said, Lord, open the eyes of the King of England. A few years later, 1611, King James got together and said, hey guys, we're in 1604, got together the Puritans of England and said, guys, make me a Bible. And what you hold in your hand, the King James Bible, came from that. And William Tyndale didn't see that the victory was evident. He saw himself burning on the cross, being burned to death as a young man in 1536. And sometimes the victory is not evident. And the work you hold in your hand was the work of William Tyndale. I want to say sometimes the victory is not earthly. Sometimes it's not evident. Sometimes it's not equitable. And I was just going to say one thing tonight. Sometimes the victory is not entire. In fact, most of the victory you didn't get down here, in fact, all of it till you get home, it's not entire, it's just temporary. You'll get victories. You'll be on the mountaintops. Boy, you'll have those days and have those church services and have those things where God speaks to you. And boy, you'll have those days, man, I love that preacher. Oh my goodness, that preacher can preach. And then you have those days, that sorry preacher, where's he going to get right with God? Amen. I mean, that church that can't sing, nothing going right in it. They're all full of the devil. I mean, you'll have those days, man, where nothing goes right. Because you know why? Victory is not entire. You get victory one day. Before long, you get knocked back down. You get on the mountaintop. You down in the valley. Boy, you get singing and shouting and glorifying God, and the next thing you know, you stump your toe and fall and break your nose. Things happen like that. That's the way life is. That's the way serving God. I like an illustration about that lady that came to church one day. She's up in years, and she didn't look too happy. And her preacher said, "Sister, how you doing?" She said, "Well," he said, "how you feel?" She said, "I feel good. I feel real good." She said, "Well, you don't look like you feel real good." She said, "That's because I know if I feel good, I'm going to feel worse." And that's kind of the way it is sometimes, isn't it? When you know you're on the mountaintop and you know things are going good and you know what you do, sometimes we get worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Man, if it's going this good, I wonder what tomorrow's got to say. And I want to say this tonight, just enjoy the victory while you got it, because I'm going to tell you it's not going to be complete down here. Victory's not entire down here. If the Lord tarries and we live long enough, you know what we're going to go through? Hospital beds. You know what we're going to go through? Like Brother David, maybe not what he goes through exactly, but this old body's going to fall apart. We're going to go through clogged up arteries. We're going to go through pain. We're going to go through the earth hospital. We're going to go through buried spouses. We're going to go through all those things and all those difficulties. So I'm going to tell you, victory's not entire down here. This is not where it's at. A lot of time we put all our eggs in the basket and all our stakes down here. And Miss Michelle talks about her dad. What a testimony. What a testimony, man. Laying there getting ready to go home, meet the Lord, and just says, "Hey, I'm a winner either way." Because you know something, victory's not entire down here. We'll battle victory here. And we'll get a few glimpses. Brother, we'll get in some church services. God will move in, man. And I'm going to tell you, the songs will be good and the song service will be good. And we'll get shouting and glory to God. Man, you feel like you could take on hell with a 5-gallon bucket of gas right then. And then there's a time you come in church, can't hardly stay awake. I mean, there's times you come to church thinking, "Boy, I'll be glad when that crazy preacher gets out of here so I can get home and watch the boob tube." And there's times, man, it's hard to get up and get to Sunday school, hard to get to church, hard to read your Bible. And there's times, man, boy, you just can't wait to get that Bible. Man, it's speaking to you. Man, I told you, I've had times when it's like the Holy Ghost just IVs a tube in me, man. I mean, then there's been time, Brother Anthony, I've had to kick my head and hold my eyes open just reading it. You say, why? Because sometimes victory's not entire. Now one day I'll be able to read that Bible. One day I'll know that Bible with the Lord. He said, "You'll know even as you're known." I'll know all this stuff. Brother, right now, it's not that way. I think of so many friends I've known through the years. I think of Brother David here. All the problems he's having, it seems like, boy, it seems like he can get a little bit of victory, doesn't it, Brother Jeff? I mean, he was doing so good a couple of years ago, coming and had his truck and all that was going wonderful. And boy, his legs were clearing up. Then he fell and broke that femur. Been over a year ago now. And that thing won't heal. And he's getting ulcers. He's getting the cellulitis. He's getting all kinds of things. And just one thing after the other. And it seemed like he'll get a little bit of victory. And lately, when we was over there last Sunday, he came in, man, he looked great. And he was walking around talking to people, man. I mean, he was enjoying the day, wasn't he? And this morning he came in, you could tell he didn't feel good. He's having a hard time there. Because sometimes victory is not entire. And the Lord tarries, we all go through those kind of things. We got a good friend of ours, Brother Jimmy Norris. And he came here when Brother Tillman was here one time, and I've known Brother Jimmy a long time. His dad was Evel Norris over there at Fellowship Baptist, and Brother Jimmy, he pastored after his dad went home to be with the Lord for quite a few years. And man, Brother Jimmy, he's had more problems. He had bladder cancer really bad. And every time I talk to him or his wife, Ann, or somebody, it seems like when I go to the hospital half the time, somebody tells me, "Brother Jimmy's up here." We went with me, I think, one time he was up there. And it just seems like, I mean, it's been 20, 25 years he's been going through this stuff. He's been going through bladder cancer. He's been going through hernias. He's been going through intestinal problems, all kind of things. It just seems like he can never get a victory, because sometimes Victory's not entire. We just keep battling it. Just keep battling it. And we just keep fighting it. You know, one day, brethren, like that song Miss Michelle sang, one day we'll be a winner. The real deal. I could give you a lot more people I've known went through. But I want to say just sometimes victory is not earthly. It's not equitable. It's not fair. My kids used to say that a lot of times. Dad, it's not fair. I used to tell them, take that word fair out of your vocabulary and throw it away. No such thing. Nothing in here is fair. We're all different. We all go through different things. We all have different talents. Some people like you. Some people don't. Just the way life is. And it's not fair. It's not fair we don't have 10,000 here tonight like Highlands. Not fair. It's not fair. I mean, you just go through it. Sometimes victory's not equitable. It's not fair. Sometimes it's not of this earth. Sometimes it's not evident. And I want to say sometimes it's just not entire. But through it all, that verse says, of whom the world was not worthy. That's a great verse there in the Bible. All the things they went through, and God allowed it to go. Sometimes He authored. But when He got through, He said, they went through all these things, and the Lord wrote that. He said, of whom the world was not worthy. And sometimes when we see the victories, and sometimes we see people go through things, and we think why they're going through it, I'm going to tell you, brethren, sometimes it's victory that God's given them that we can't see. Because sometimes it's not evident, not earthly, and it's not entire. Let's bow our heads for prayer.